Sometimes we ask ourselves this important question: is this a right time to start something new? And I asked one of my friends for her suggestions, and this is what she had to say.
Yes, welcome to the leisure experiment.
Okay, so do you want to say something else or what?
This episode is brought to you by...
Wait. Are you seriously saying we have sponsors for this episode?
No. Who said anything about sponsors?
Never mind. This episode is dedicated to Colonel Bikkamalla Santosh Babu of the Indian Army, who has sacrificed his life on June 15th, 2020. During the violent clashes with the Chinese troops at the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh, which is and always will be an Indian territory. Welcome back, ladies and germs, for the second episode of the podcast. As you all know, there are three C's in public speaking: confidence, creativity, and humor. I'll try to incorporate all these three during this podcast episode. I think we all heard about this quote which goes, "Grass is greener on the other side." But then upon closer inspection, you see that these are two different kinds of grass. And comparing two different types of grass just based on the shade of green is like comparing a Swiss knife and a hunting knife, just because both of them have a pointy end. They have their own place in the toolkit, and we just need to look at the overall picture. I am assuming that all of you listening to this episode is familiar with the Indo-China conflict. If not, stick around till the end and I will explain what's happening. I think you know that there was a time where people were protesting against Nike and they were burning their shoes. Similar thing happened in India, but this happened with respect to Chinese products. Everybody got on the streets and they started burning Chinese products. Speaking of China, do you know the number of cases of coronavirus that China has released in its official statement? It's somewhere around 85,000. For a country in which the virus started, where the lockdown has been imposed 2 months after the initial discovery of the virus, for a country with the largest population and with some of the most densely populated cities in the world, and for a country whose syllabus of mathematics is considered one of the most difficult in the world, the Chinese people sure can't count. Even historically speaking, China has a tendency to backstab and lie to the face. We watched this kind of behavior since my grandfather's time. My grandfather always used to say, "Never trust people who eat bats, rats, and cats." I agree with him more and more every day. In other related news, recently Pakistan has requested N95 masks from China, and China sent them masks made from underwear, and the Pakistan government supplied these to hospitals without even checking them. Around 2010, I've read a news article on the internet. Don't worry, this was from a reputed news organization and not from the so-called fake news media. The article said, there was this guy who was brought in front of a judge with a charge that he went in front of a police officer and said, "F the police," to the cop's face. And the guy was actually acquitted because he was just exercising his freedom of speech. That moment, I thought, wow, the US is really different from India. If something like that happens in India, the cop would have kicked the guy's ass right there in the middle of the street. But that was in 2010. 10 years is a long time. Slowly I started realizing that these two countries may look really different, but they have very interesting similarities. Like, both the countries have weird politicians. Let me give you a few examples of some of the most intellectually stimulating statements given by Indian politicians. Politics is in your shirt, in your pant. Poverty is a state of mind. This one's my favorite. Electricity in villages will curb population. His reasoning was, in olden days, people had no other entertainment other than the act of producing children. Today, TV is the biggest source of entertainment, hence, it's important that there is electricity in every village so that people watch TV late in the night. And apparently, this would reduce the population. India has a lot of political parties, which fall under two broad categories, national and regional. It's a little convenient in the US with just three. Please do correct me if I'm wrong. You might be a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or worse, a vegan. But you know at least one politician whose statements make you want to turn off the TV and, I don't know, start doing 1,000 push-ups just to forget the jackass statements. As an Indian, it's mind-blowing how much American politics is getting closer and closer to Indian politics during the 90s and early 2000s. While growing up, we always looked up to the US because US had a tendency to use people's skill and intellect. People in position of power were experts of their field, not just in US but the entire world. In India, we had politicians who were just loyal to the Prime Minister and one particular family and nothing else. We even had multiple ministers who were illiterate, and the only reason why they were ministers is because they were loyal to the Prime Minister. I mean, lose the accent and add brown people, and American politics will be a spitting image of Indian politics during my childhood. So when people say, go back to your country or where are you from? I'm getting more and more confused every day because the politics here reminds me of my childhood and it's giving me a weird deja vu. But right now, both the countries have a good relationship and let's hope this continues in the future as well. Here's the thing. As much as I love India, there is one thing that is really bothering me after coming to the States. And that is, Indians don't know how to market stuff. Let me give you a simple example. I have this beverage in my hand. It says, flavored mineral water with natural carbon dioxide added. You know what we call this in India? Soda. That's it. Soda. Here people are using 8 words to describe one thing. And here we are in India using just one word. Like, what is this? Come on. Another spectacular marketing campaign is that of Taylor Swift. They have marketed Taylor Swift so well that even with her mediocre talent, she at one point was one of the highest paid artists of all time. So the bottom line is that Americans are geniuses when it comes to marketing and we should learn from them. Speaking of genius, Edison said, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. When people hear this, they think, to be a genius, it takes a lot of hard work. But for me personally, after watching too many American movies and sitcoms, I think genius sweats 99% of the time because he keeps running away from bullies. Bullies in the schoolyard, college dorm, or worse, Home Depot. And some of these geniuses worked at NASA and launched Voyager 1 in 1977, and it has a collection of 116 images NASA wants the aliens to see. Even in these carefully curated images, NASA has included a picture of an Indian road with traffic congestion. Didn't you get any good picture of India? These pictures included photos of America showing forests and the view of Boston from Charles River and Monument Valley. So when aliens who discover these images, they'll be like, let's skip India. It looks like there's a lot of traffic there. America seems like a good place. Look at these wide roads without potholes and traffic issues. We could park our spaceship in Area 51. So, for all those people who wondered, after watching countless Hollywood movies about alien invasion, why do all these aliens keep attacking the US only? You can thank the geniuses at NASA for that. This virus has taught us many things. In one of the experiments conducted by Japanese researchers, even the act of talking with an infected person without wearing a mask and no social distancing will result in the virus transmission. So even after we find the vaccine for the virus, what we need to realize is that if we don't stand far enough from someone who is speaking loudly or breathing heavily, our faces will be sprayed with microscopic droplets of saliva. Not just the researchers, everyone has learned a lot about themselves and others because of the lockdown and social distancing. Like the warmth of a tight hug. And people realized how much they hate wearing masks because they make their glasses foggy. My God, I hate the mask. Many of my friends and myself personally realized that cooking is hard, but not as hard as we expected. So we are learning how to cook. And more importantly, thanks to the face mask, few people in our societies have realized how much their breath stinks. Yeah, you know who you are. Have a gum or something. Thank you. I may be wrong, but these are my thoughts during this pandemic. As every country in the world is trying to save their citizens, China is trying to grab land from their neighboring countries and has a problem with all its neighbors, which is as morbid as their diet. I always believe in constructive criticism and it's always welcome. So if you have any feedback, please do let me know. And remember, say no to Chinese goods and China. Like, just be a patriot. Be prepared to spend a little more so that both of our countries get stronger together. That was the second episode of the podcast. And if you're still here, as promised earlier, I'll now explain the Indochina conflict. Imagine your neighbor was like a brother to you. And one day you see him walking around near the edge of your property, like he's inside your property, but near the fence. You don't really mind because he's your good friend and he's like a brother to you, and you let him be. Slowly, he starts coming further into your property, and when you go there and ask him what's going on and all that, he say,
oh, You can't come here. This is mine now. This was always mine.
When you ask, what do you mean? My property ends over there, and you are significantly inside my territory. And your neighbor goes,
what are you talking about? Historically speaking, this was always my property. What are you talking about?
So this is the Indochina conflict.